a good day to get going.
Let's get going here. The cold, hard facts about what's happening in the world on this Tuesday, December the 10th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. The cold, hard facts include the fact that it's cold.
It is.
And the ground is getting hard. It's cold in California. It's cold across the country. I think my son said to me last night the temperature somewhere was in, someplace in California, was in the upper 30s.
Mm-hmm. No, it's been very chilly. And, you know, people here wimp out when it's cold.
So. Right. They want to head east so they can get warm.
Exactly. I love it, though, just because it's different. It's never cold in California. It's fun.
Never cold in California. That sounds like a song that we ought to take advantage of somehow or other.
Figure
that out.
Nobody walks in L.A. either, Dougie.
No, I understand that, yes. The essence of today, discussion-wise, the Mandela funeral is, I don't know if we'd say it's over, but they're 7 hours ahead. So all of the leaders that were there, a lot of singing, a lot of people gathering to honor Nelson Mandela in the soccer stadium. It was two-thirds full, and that bothered some people, but the weather there wasn't much better than the weather here. Cold, rainy, horrible. So the president of South Africa at the moment, Jacob Zuma, gave the keynote address. It was late because of the weather. A lot of the South Africans unhappy with this gentleman because of a lot of corruption. There was tremendous corruption when Mandela. The government of South Africa has notoriously been very corrupt all along. It was corrupt when Mandela was president. Was more corrupt when the fellow who followed him was president. It still is corrupt, and that has bothered and frankly got in the way of a lot of the, if you will, celebration, the distraction for the way the country is being run. Anyway, it was, I think, Kenny, we were off by an hour. The ceremony began at noontime local time, and there were a lot of people that were singing throughout. A lot of royalty, a lot of statesmen, a lot of celebrities. This is a fellow whose name I could never pronounce. Mm-hmm. Thabo Mbeki. He's the former president. Pardon? He was the one that was the spokesperson when I met Mandela, and he kept turning around to ask the question.
He was like the handler, sort of.
This fellow was the handler. I believe he was the one who had, one of the many who had a relationship with Mr. Mandela's wife. I think I have that story right. If I don't, well, somebody will call and correct me at 888-302-3684. A lot of these names, very interesting. How do you pronounce M-A-T-H-O-G-O-N-O-T-O? M-O-T-H-O-A-G-A-E.
All together.
Yeah, well, it's one name. Well. First name is Mahat Gononto, and the last name is Mothagai, I believe. That's it. Do we sound foolish?
Let's just call him M. Maybe. We do probably. Yeah. But let's just call him M for sure, because that's a tough name for anybody.
They were still welding up a sort of petition at the VIP area as the first people were coming into the stadium for the memorial. I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's understandable, though. I mean, with the funeral, it's not like you have years and years to... Well, I guess with them, they knew he was sick, but they didn't have years and years to plan it.
So Air Force One landed early in the morning.
All right, you were concerned with who would be on Air Force One, so do you know now?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Bush, Mr. and Mrs. Obama, and Mrs. Clinton. Mr. Clinton went on a different plane, and so did Mr. Carter go on a different plane. Why? Well, it's clear why Clinton and Carter didn't go together, because they just don't like each other. They're always speculative.
Why wouldn't he go with Hillary, though?
I don't know. I think that's a good question. Don't know the answer to that. It was very interesting, even the reports that came out of Air Force One as to the conversation, apparently...
That'd be great to be on a fly in the wall with that crowd.
Well, there wasn't that much, Kenny, from what I can glean from looking into this. They didn't spend that much time together. The plane left relatively late. It's from Washington over there is a good 14 hours. And they left... I think yesterday afternoon at some point, late in the afternoon. And so they arrived there just a few hours before the event was supposed to take place. They send over all the limousines. You know, when the president goes in Air Force One, there are two identical planes that are Air Force One. Two 747s exactly. So whenever they do any of this stuff, there's two 757s that are exactly the same, two DC-9s that are exactly the same, depending on where the president needs to go and or his staff. So, and the vice president takes the 757. So they never are in the same plane together. And let's see, what other things are there that may be interesting about all of this? Well, the point is that in addition to all these planes flying around that have the people in them, there are another four planes that are Air Force cargo planes that bring over all of the Secret Service guys. They bring over the cars. They bring over the ambulances. They bring over all this stuff. There's an entourage of things. So that car that's the president's car goes all over the world with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only car that he can travel in, supposedly.
I've seen it. I saw the one for Bush anyway. It's cool.
Yeah. Well, the Bush's car is now the president. When there's a new president elected, there's always a new car.
Yeah, and they get to pick it. And then the VP second, gets it, right?
The VP gets the one that was the president's car before.
It's still not too shabby.
No.
It was a cool car.
Yeah, pretty interesting car. All right, so that's what we've now. have we trivialized this by talking about the president's car going down from the actual celebration of Mandela's life? Do we think the news media has overdone this? A lot of people have been suggesting the news media.
No, I mean, this is a great figure that will play to be very important historically for us. So I think it's not overdone, actually. And usually I will say that it is because the media overcooks everything, I think. But this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at pictures from the stands, and this is as they were setting up, but there weren't a lot of people in the stands. And again, probably attributable, I guess, to the weather. There are other people who take shots at it. Raul Castro was there. And let's see, who other? I'm looking through some of the interesting people who were there. And I find it interesting to see who's sitting next to whom. And this becomes all part of the gossip. Does it take away from the discussion of Mandela?
And, yes, but you're so cute that you love it so much.
Well, I just...
Doug's like, and who's next to who? You're still the girl in this conversation.
Thank you. Well, there are all kinds of people from all walks of life who are there, and I think that that's what sort of tends to add to his legacy. The fact that there was the whole thing brings back a discussion of his life and the facts that existed before he was in jail and the facts that have existed since he got out of jail, and how history sometimes conveniently forgets about what the realities are with some people, or the current news media does. Not to take away from what he accomplished as president, but he did some pretty nasty things before he went to jail. Anyway, a big security event in Johannesburg, and I guess the president spoke a little bit at the thing. I think the biggest controversy here has been whether or not to fly the flags at half-mast. President Obama ordered that federal buildings fly their flags at half-staff because of the death of Mandela. I think that's wrong because he's not an American, and I'm not taking a shot at Obama. I just think that, practically speaking, it's not right. Any other comments about that? Kenny, have you got some from facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show on that?
A couple of comments. Wendy says, Mandela was a wonderful man, however, that should be reserved only for Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And not our Rich, but another Rich says, would we do it for Tony Blair, Vladimir Putin, or any other former head of state?
We definitely wouldn't do it for Vladimir Putin. Maybe we might for Tony, but I don't think we would. No. No. We wouldn't. And it wouldn't be appropriate for them any more than it's appropriate for Mandela. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed.
That's reserved for Americans.
Yeah, I think so. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, to Ken at DougStephan.com, or to Jennifer at DougStephan.com. I have an interesting fan email that I may read. It starts with, "You are a pompous, self-righteous a-hole."
And that's your fan email? I have news for you, sir. I don't know what your other mail looks like.
Every day, people are setting goals to change their bodies, better their minds, improve their confidence. Self-improvement is in. And it's time for you to set a new goal for you, perhaps, to improve your life. Whiten your smile for Christmas. It's never been easier. Time now to try Power Swabs, the world's first tooth detergent. which has been clinically proven to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes. Keep using it for a week. It'll be 6 shades whiter. This is an amazing breakthrough. Patented ingredients in Power Swabs include, but not limited to, the detergent that comes from coconut oil, coconut juice, really. This stuff penetrates deep within tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal and whitening results. Power Swabs works on all of your teeth surfaces, no matter what you have. You got crowns, veneers, bond, whatever it is. Your teeth will be whiter and brighter with the use of Power Swabs. Here's how you get it. You call 800-865-7602. 800-865-7602. Get it now. And say you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free shipping, and you get a free stain-out whitening quick stick. That's ordering it today, ordering it right now, 800-865-7602. I have suggested this is a great stocking stuffer idea for the person that you know who drinks a lot of wine, their teeth are affected by that, or coffee or tea or whatever it is, or maybe you have a smoker that you'd like to see get their teeth whitened up. Good idea. They'll thank you for it. Power Swabs. Call them now, 800-865-7602.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Hey, little dude, Tonka Truck here. Put me on your holiday list. We got work to do, like bringing dirt into the house and running over your sister dolls and ripping giant holes in your pants. And you'll be on your knees a lot. Get me on that list. Oh, you can't write? We'll draw a picture and put a heart on it. Get some every time.
Something missing from your list, like Tonka, Barbie, or Play School toys? Come to Kohl's Christmas Doorbuster Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. And get Kohl's cash. Kohl's, expect great things.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You'll all be happy to know that Charlie Sheen is in love.
Thank God.
He has found love in his latest porn star girlfriend. Her name is Brett
Rossi.
He
loves the actresses, doesn't he?
He seems to.
Yeah.
Been dating her for a couple of weeks.
Oh.
Says that she is the love of his life.
And you always know in 2 weeks.
I've been on a lifelong journey, thousand-century quest in search of the better, and missing half of my heart, and I have found it with this young lady.
How nice.
Half his age.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Competitions now. One's called The Voice. They're wrapping up this season. This is a competitor named Will Champlin singing Carry On. I don't know this song. Either of you, Kenny or Jennifer, know this song?
I do not.
No. Okay. All right. So is that a distraction when you don't know the song?
I don't think so. Actually, sometimes it can be better for the contestant.
Really?
We have nothing to compare it to.
With or Without You, the U2 song by James Wolfert was sung last night. I think that has more to it. Kenny and I heard it. Do you think that's true, Kenny, that the Wolfert song was better than this one, the Champlin song?
I think it was. I know I'm much more familiar with that song, and I thought he did a nice job with it.
Yeah, if you pay attention to it, you know it. All right, so that's one of the competitions. That's on NBC. The sing-off is on what? Fox? No, not Fox.
It's also on NBC.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the two of them are on NBC.
Yeah.
How did I miss that? All right, so they started last night, and here is one of their competitors called Voice Play singing Feel This Moment.
One day while my light is glowing, I'll be in my castle golden, but until the gates are open, I just want to feel this moment.
Reporting live from the tallest buildings in Tokyo, long way from them hallways, feel so good, yeah.
So that has a voice play from the sing-off last night.
Pretty cool.
See how that? Yeah, that was a pretty interesting song.
All a cappella stuff, which
yeah.
is fun.
Which is, that's what really the sing-off is all about.
Uh-huh.
888-302-3684. Late night show comedians, including Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon, all back to the grind last night.
Tech companies upset about government spying. Yeah, technology companies like Google, Twitter, and AOL are asking the government to limit its surveillance. Yeah. Well, actually, Google and Twitter are mad. AOL's just happy that somebody is looking at them. Thrilled. Speaking of government spying, a new report shows that NSA posed as gamers in World of Warcraft to monitor terrorists. NSA, yeah, on World of Warcraft, yeah. Apparently the World of Warcraft community is heaven for terrorists because it's full of virgins. Boy, how about this winter storm back east? Oh, my God. It is unbelievable. Driving conditions, just horrendous cold weather, the snow, the ice, the rain. In fact, people driving said the conditions made it almost impossible to text. You know, you couldn't... In fact, this storm is so severe and so large, they say it may snow in Vegas. In Vegas. Do you know what that means? Hell could actually freeze over. Instead of flying south, Canadian geese are drinking Grey Goose and watching the Travel Channel. That's how bad it is. It was so cold. Instead of the name Carlos Danger, Anthony Weiner was sending selfies under the name Tiny Tim. That's how cold it is. That's how cold it is.
Okay, that's what we have time for. That was really good. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, why is Ted Cruz such a breakout star among Republican senators?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Madeline. Why is Senator Ted Cruz such a hotshot among Republican senators?
When he was in New Orleans and had a fundraiser at my house, at which he expected 30 people to show up, 300 people showed up, including a lot of Democrats. He's one of the most skilled politicians he's ever met. But relative to your comment about his messianicness, it ain't bragging if it's true. He's never failed at anything.
He's well known now around the country, but something of a joke, as his approval ratings seem to indicate there. His ambition is something that he seems to wear on his sleeve, and there's a quality of arrogance that he's the smartest guy in the room, maybe because people keep telling them he is, but I'm still waiting for him to say something intelligent. Well, I haven't heard it.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Yes, indeed, it's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, running down some of the things that we are going to be discussing here in this half hour of the Good Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us with some discussion of some of the news. There is a story floating around that this smoking pot will cause a man to develop boobs. We'll figure out whether that's, in fact, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth with Dr. Ron a little bit. I don't suggest that that's the only thing we'll talk about, but it is. Here's something medically that you may have heard or you may not have heard. There's research out this week analyzing DNA found in ancient bones, suggesting that interbreeding between human species in the Ice Age was more widespread than suspected.
They had to keep warm. It was the Ice Age.
Geneticists led by Matthias Meyer at the Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology. Boy, that's a great name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology.
Sounds serious.
Extracted the oldest known human DNA dating back more than 300,000 years from a fossil thigh bone preserved in a cave in Spain. The bones, let's see, there were 28 humans in this find, and also bones of unknown species that were with them. By the appearance of their bones, these primitive humans were sort of a lot like Neanderthals. Remember the Cro-Magnon era and the Neanderthals? Genetic analysis reports that's published in the magazine Nature shows that their material is that the what they found on the female side, maternal DNA, was different than that of those who came along after them, the more modern humans, most closely related to a mysterious species called the Denisovans, D-E-N-I-S-O-V-A-N-S.
Not to be confused with the Dennis Rodmans.
No.
Different.
The Denisovans were unknown to science until about 5 years ago, when their DNA was identified from the fingertip of a young female discovered in a cave in Siberia. Her remains went back 40,000 years.
Hmm.
The maternal DNA from this earlier era left independent experts in human origins perplexed about the ancestral relationships recorded in the chemistry of human heredity. Nobody knows what to make of this, says Ian Tattersall from the American Museum of Natural History. We are lifting the edge of the curtain onto something more complex than any of us had ever thought. The interbreeding, the likelihood of interbreeding between species, is quite high. So what does that mean? We, those of us who believe that we came here from another planet, maybe these people even interacted with some of the people that came from outer space. What do you think?
I don't know. This has been your theory for quite some time, that we're all from other planets. We've just commuted here.
Yes, I have had that theory.
And you know, I actually
backed
had...
backed up by a story that was floating around a couple of weeks ago.
I actually had one of our friends, one of our listeners to the show, write to me and said, you know, Doug's always said this, and I've always thought he was crazy, but now maybe he's right. Maybe he's on to something.
Well, some people think I'm crazy.
You're a trailblazer, sir. You could still be right about this and still be crazy, by the way, for the record.
Right. That could be the case, yes. And to prove that, here's an email from Brian Funicane. Yeah, Funicane. He's going to send me back another one saying that I was stupid because I didn't know how to pronounce his name. F-I-N-U-C-A-N-E. Dear Dudley, you are a pompous, self-righteous a-hole.
Oh, you got my mail.
I don't know what they taught you in school, but it sure as hell wasn't how to be smart. Go to any small town diner and you will hear at least one ignorant bank that sounds exactly like you do. He's usually well off, more than likely a farmer, and he wants... My conclusion is that you're suffering from irregularity. I know what it's like when you can't take a decent dump. The reason why you are such a crybaby is because you're stupid and you have a dirty diaper.
Wow.
Nobody wants to help you because you would continue to cry even with a clean diaper. I listen to your show because it teaches me how not to be. Thanks, Dud. Thank you, Brian.
Nice Doug, talk. This is terrible. I'm sorry. That's what? A mean letter.
Well, it is a mean letter, but the... Consider, it takes one to know one. He's probably got a dirty diaper on, too. Right?
Huh.
And that's what happens in the...
Doug Stephens' dirty diaper show.
He was...
So what was he upset about you talking?
Well, he doesn't specify, but I'm guessing it was my rant about the GMOs yesterday.
Hmm.
So I could follow that up, and I think I won't do it in this hour. I'll do it in the next hour, so... check the listings at DougStephan.com. I want to cultivate some more of a focus on a case against a farmer in Minnesota and how the government posted all kinds of inappropriate... well, maybe I'll just give it a minute now. Hold on. Hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. Brian, this is the story of a dairy farmer named Mike Hartman, who is in Minnesota. He was charged with 6 criminal counts brought by the state against him for violations of the Minnesota Food and Dairy Code. 2 of the charges arose from evidence seized during a stop of Mr. Hartman's vehicle by a state trooper. The other 3 came from the execution of a search warrant by the Department of Agriculture. The case was dismissed against Mr. Hartman because when the state trooper stopped this man's truck, he said he didn't have a license plate on the truck, which was found not to be true. The license plate was a little dirty, and it wasn't on the truck where the officer was looking. He didn't bother to look around the back of the truck. He just looked in one place. So as he was going through the truck, he saw there was raw milk inside the truck. And he called for backup and help. So the state came out, Department of Transportation, they checked the truck out, found that the truck was okay. But after, this officer had started his search. And this led to a, when he reported it to his superiors, they turned it over to the State Department of Agriculture that used the information that was taken from the stop of the truck to go raid this guy's farm, which they did. And the reason that all these things were thrown out is because the officer inappropriately searched the truck, and the warrant to search the farm was inappropriate because he had no business going into the truck in the first place. So around and around it goes. They spent 9 months trying to hang this guy and millions of dollars trying to prosecute him, and it didn't go anywhere. This is just another case, and this is why Mr. Funukani or whoever you are, I go bananas when it comes to these sorts of things, because it shows you how badly the country has fallen off of its perch, whether it's about farming and agriculture, whether it's about entrepreneurialism or supporting the little guy. It's all down the drain, and this is another example of it. So, Mr. Finicani, make sure you send me another email, because I would like to hear from you again on this. Matter of fact, why don't you call? You know, sometimes sending email like this is a cowardly way to express yourself because you don't want to have a two-way conversation. If you really would like to have a good conversation, you can try me at 888-302-3684. How's that for an idea? Speaking of ideas, Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a moment with some of the more important health ideas that have been expressed the past week or so.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hello, dude. Donka Truck here. Who's on your holiday list? We got work to do, like bringing dirt into the house and running over your sister dog and ripping giant holes in your pants, because you'll be on your knees a lot. Get me on that list. Oh, you can't write? We'll draw a picture and put a heart on it. Get some every time.
Something missing from your list, like Tonka, Barbie, or Play School toys? Come to Kohl's Christmas Doorbuster Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. And get Kohl's cash. Kohl's, expect great things.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At ClearChoice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have their procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
I'm a good guy.
gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, oh, that's so sweet, it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurants. Participating U.S. locations only. Void in court in New York, Rhode Island, prohibited by law. And limited to 19. Eastern time of December 31st, 2013. See official rules at buffalowildwings.com for restrictions and details.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. You are invited to send your best health tips for the cold and flu season to, let's see here, facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. Mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, grandparents, all of you know some really good tips. So we'll read the best ones on the air, and you'll get blankets and thermometers. The best tip of the week is that's where we're going to send. We'll find that, hunt them down, and give them the blankets and thermometers. So give us your tips, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter. This portion of the program brought to you by Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometers, the most accurate thermometer. Good, Doug. Most accurate temperature read. Be sure to have one for your family. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is here. drhoffman.com is his website. The headline reads, a diet low in vitamin D may cause damage to your brain. What do you make of that, Ron?
Well, I think what they may be referring to is the relationship between vitamin D deficiency and the risk of multiple sclerosis. Although there definitely are some studies that suggest that low levels of vitamin D can relate to risk of dementia or risk of Parkinson's disease, you name it. You know, the brain, it depends on the different part of the brain that's affected. But vitamin D seems to help stamp out inflammation, and inflammation may be part of the degenerative process.
Well, all disease is basically inflammation, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so what do you recommend to your patients as to how, A, to measure vitamin D in your system, and B, make sure you have enough vitamin D in your system?
There are several tests available there, and there's some confusion because sometimes people come to me with the wrong vitamin D test from their doctor. The appropriate test is the 25-OH vitamin D test. And the norms that are set up by the labs and by the government, I think, are inadequate because, the cutoff is 20. If you're above 20, you're fine. I think if you're above 20, you may not get rickets or a serious vitamin D deficiency disease, but it's more optimal to be around 40, 50, or 60. And then I suggest that people get vitamin D either by more sun exposure. I'm not one of these people who say, stay out of the sun, cover yourself with sun protective clothing, or take vitamin D supplements. It's fine to take, 1,000 or 2,000 international units daily.
All right. So there's the advice from Dr. Ron on vitamin D. Story at DougSteffen.com about doctors in a hospital in Northern California trying to figure out how this rare set of naturally conceived identical triplets took place. This was in Sacramento. Abby, Bryn, and Laurel Heppner were born at Souter Memorial Hospital to Hannah and Tom Heppner. They were produced when a single fertilized egg split into three, and they were not on any fertility drugs whatsoever. So this is pretty rare, right?
Absolutely. There's two, everybody knows, two basic types of twins. There's the fraternal and identical. Fraternal, more common, where there's, two different eggs get fertilized by two different sperm. That's not that uncommon, especially now with fertility techniques, because you make a lot of eggs, a bunch of eggs are in there, and then they get fertilized, or they get implanted. Then there's the, where one egg splits. Okay, that's identical twinning. That's unusual, but not that unusual. Then the situation where one egg splits into three,
wow,
that's kind of weird. I have to go back to med school to
figure that
think of it it's like that. Yeah.
Visit our website, DougSteffen.com, for the latest on that. Meanwhile, final item, smoking causes man boobs. Yes?
Well, it depends on what kind of smoking you're talking about. I mean, on the one hand, there's some studies that suggest that tobacco smoking can reduce your testosterone. So, yes, man boobs may be a consequence of that. But there's also some studies that suggest that smoking a lot of marijuana, they increase your estrogen levels. And actually, I have to say, you know, in my medical practice, having seen some men who smoke too much marijuana, they get feminization of and reduction in their testosterone, and they may also get this condition called gynecomastia, which is, you know, the man bro episode from Seinfeld. That's what that's about.
Yeah. Another way to be in touch with your feminine side, drhoffman.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour, and time for a tech talk. I remember the old jingles and the old radio stations. I remember one of them, and I always think of it, actually, when I say tech talk time, I remember tick-tock, tick-tock, here's the right time on the studio clock, tick-tock. And that is old.
Okay.
They used to have jingles before
the
they
time,
would tell
and
you
the temp.
Time was right, exactly.
I remember Rick Dees would always have Rick Dees with the Dees degrees. Will it burn? Will it rain? Or will it freeze? Remember that?
Which one do you like better, folks? Tick-tock, tick-tock, here's the right time. By the studio clock or Jennifer's.
Rick Dees with the Dees degrees. Will it burn? Will it rain? Or will it freeze? Come on, mine's way better.
Let us know. Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day or 888-302 Doug. Time now for Shelley Palmer to visit with us. He's going to talk with you about Amazon's announcement that they are hoping to use drones to speed up delivery services. This has been floating around now for a week or so. Shelley decided he wanted to digest it and to talk to the people at Amazon first before he told you what he thought about it. So we'll get his read on it in just a moment here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
Hey, fans. How would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, look in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's an Amazon Prime Air delivery drone. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos recently said that the company is looking to shake things up in the package delivery game, including a drone messenger service that can deliver packages to your house in less than half an hour. Amazon's octocopters, the fancy unofficial word for these drones, sit at the end of a conveyor belt waiting to pick up your package. As long as they're under 5 pounds, which Bezos says applies to 86% of Amazon's packages. The drones can then carry your order up to 10 miles from the fulfillment center, Amazon's massive warehouses, of which there are 96 scattered across the country. Don't expect to see Amazon drones hovering around your neighborhood anytime soon, though. Amazon still needs to work out the regulations and figure out how to prevent your package from being dropped in the wrong spot, like on your roof or on your head. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
No one delivers the holidays like the U.S. Postal Service.
There are 12 blizzards blowing,
10 straight days raining,
6 snowballs flying,
5 mysteriously heavy holiday fruitcakes, like 70 pounds,
4 lightning bolts,
3 creepy gnomes,
2 angry geese,
and a giant blow-up snowman. It kind of freaks me out.
The U.S. Postal Service is delivering the holidays like never before. With improved tracking up to 11 scans, domestic priority mail flat rate is more reliable than ever. We are the U.S. Postal Service, and our priority is you.
Facebook is developing a sympathize button as an alternative to the like button.
Please.
If a user tags their status with a negative emotion, then his or her friends will be able to sympathize with the post rather than press the like button.
Oh, boy.
Till now, the like button has proved to be unsuitable for use on gloomy occasions such as the death of Mr. Mandela. Bad news, such as the changing of relationship status from married to divorced, also stretched the limit of the like feature. The sympathize button emerged as a Facebook hackathon event. The company's engineers came together to brainstorm on new ideas. Many of the site's most popular features, like the timeline and the like button, have emerged from events like this. So they're trying to do something to make Facebook more relevant. Sympathize. I sympathize with the idea to not use like for... I like the story about somebody's death. I don't think that's quite appropriate. So maybe
weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. All right, so that's the latest from Facebook, and this is the latest from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.